greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely state of Texas, the city of Austin specifically. And I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is indeed Lord. Lord over all, Lord through all. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I keep bringing that back to your remembrance for one simple reason. And that reason is because, the world that we live in and the way that everything is going, people have been deluded into looking at things in a particular way and not realizing that in all of this, God is in control, and all that happens and takes place and that transpires in the earth, that there is a God most high above all that judges the earth, judges the kings of the earth. That's why he's called, Jesus is called the King of Kings. That is, that the kings of this earth, that there is a king that is above them, that they will ultimately give account to of their stewardship and of their time in the earth. And so if they've failed in their responsibilities, if they've abrogated their responsibilities, if they've sold their responsibilities to the enemy of the souls of mankind, when God comes and settles accounts with them, they will be eternally responsible for their decisions and their choices. So, hey, I'm just the messenger. I am just the one that's sent to deliver the message, and it goes out all over the world via this lovely little thing that we have in this window of time to be able to communicate online and around the world. Thank you. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for writing in. For you guys that have been writing in from different places around the world, we appreciate it, because it's just like, it's just a courtesy. If you listen in and you get something out of this, it is a courtesy for you to in some way interact, however that may be, whether that's praying for us and praying for other people that listen to the message, whether that is you sharing the message with other people. And my gosh, we've made it as easy as possible for you to share the message with other people. When you go on to the links, you can email the link to somebody, you can share it on Facebook, you can share it on Twitter, you can share it through so many different ways. Thank God for Daniel, our brother, that puts that all together and makes sure that that's there for you. And it makes it so simple and so easy for you to share that truth. And we know there's many of you out there that are listening and using this and enjoying it. But at the same time, and you receive a benefit in the realm of the Spirit from this. At the same time, it is to your benefit, to participate in this in some way, shape, or form. Whether that is praying for us and praying for people that listen, whether that's sharing, whether that is the Spirit of God puts it on your heart to chip in somehow, that, go ahead, do that. But somehow, get involved. Don't just be somebody sitting on the sidelines and just sucking up sermons and just going through the motions like that. Don't be somebody that's just there and just kind of drudging and just sort of just making it and trying to go one day at a time. Don't be like that. Get yourself involved in what God is doing. Because many times you will find that your deliverance will come at the moment that you get your eyes off of yourself and onto what God is doing. Now, we know here that God is doing something with us. God's been doing something with Faith Mix for the last decade. We know that this message has gone out. We know that this is changing things. We know that the blessing of God is here upon this work. And everybody that has partnered with us in this work over periods of time, every one of them has been abundantly blessed in all kinds of incredible ways. And that's just how it is. That's just how it works. Because God blesses the people that are involved in what He's doing. Now, people have gotten involved in all kinds of different ways, but they've chosen to get involved in what God's doing. And if God's got you doing something else, go do it. But get involved in what God is doing. Don't just sit there on the sidelines. Now, in the meantime, too, you know, listen, we also have the discernment of the Spirit of God that comes to us as well. listen, okay, this is not our first dance, all right? This is not our first time being involved in what God's doing. And over time, part of the benefit of getting a little bit older and having some experiences is we recognize more and more quickly, you know, the attempts of the enemy to subvert or to infiltrate or whatever. And so just whenever God exposes those kind of things, listen, you know, just listen. If you're on the side of the world, right, and if you're on the side of the devil, and for some reason the enemy has assigned you to watch us or to try to infiltrate us or to try to do something here, as a courtesy to you, we're just informing you up front that you are messing around in the wrong place. Because here's the thing, God has a way of just schooling anybody that tries to mess with what he's doing, especially with the people that are actually on his side and walking with him and are involved in the truth and involved in taking that message forward. So, you know, that. So just listen, this is not a good place to try to mess around. Yeah, it's just not. If you want the truth and you come here for the truth with an open and an honest heart, you're going to get the most out of this whole thing. If your heart is somewhere else or something else is going on there, then just be open and honest. But listen, if the enemy of mankind, the enemy of the souls of humanity, and if he's assigned you here, go and ask for another assignment, because you're going to get rocked, all right? So that's just our public service announcement for you. And that's going to be something that happens in the realm of the Spirit, because God takes care of his own. God watches over his own. You know, so many times now, even, we don't even have to do much. You know, it gets exposed very quickly, and the angels of God just, you know, destroy those people and destroy those organizations. And we've seen that happen time and time and time again. So, you know, we're just a little outpost here putting out the truth that reaches to wherever it's supposed to, that gets to exactly who it's supposed to get to. The message of truth will reach exactly who it's supposed to reach at the time and the place that it's intended to reach them. But you got to have a heart for truth. You've got to ask for truth. You've got to seek the truth. And you've got to knock for the truth. So you have to be, you can't, you know, when God put that in the scriptures, and he said to ask and to seek and to knock, when he put that there, the instructions that went with that was for you had to be active in those components of it. You couldn't just be a passive receptor and just kind of waiting for things to happen. You actually had to actively participate in what God was doing. All right, so, you know, in the course of action, in the course of life, part of the struggle continually for people in this life has been along the lines of, how now do we live? How now do we live? How now do we go forward amidst the struggles that we face, amidst the persecution, amidst the apparent oppression that goes on externally, mind you, because many of the things that happen around us happen external, and sometimes people think that those things that are external, they because those attacks come on them in the realm of the spirit, and they don't have the discernment or the training, because actually the true church, what it should be doing for you is raising you up in the truth. It should be teaching you so that you have discernment, so you understand where these attacks come from and also how you are to counteract and to deal with them. Because that is the role of the church. The church was never meant to be a social club. You know, the modern day thing of what's out there is a far cry from what it was that the original design that you know, that was started out with. But you know, that happens. The enemy seems to hijack things continually that where God is moving. And but the truth continues on. God still has his remnant. He always does. But you got to know that you need to get discernment And if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. That's what it says in James. Okay, but, you know, in Ephesians, it talks about, you know, the role of what's supposed to happen in the body of Christ, that God gives, verse 11, chapter 4, says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Okay, I mean, we can keep going with that, but yeah, let's keep going. I love this passage. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. All right, so here's the thing. If you are participating, now we talked just at the start about your need to get active in what it is that God is doing. If the illusion that a lot of people think, though, is that they think, oh, okay, I go to church on Sunday, and they believe that that is that suffices. Listen. That, verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So, if that which has been around you, and that which you have been partaking in, you know, within the realms of what people have called apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers, and if the perfecting of the saints has not taken place, if the work of the ministry is not going forward, if the edifying of the body of Christ is not happening, if you are not moving in a progression of the unity of the faith, if you are not being built up in the knowledge of the Son of God, if you are not being brought into a place of that perfect man, and you're not moving into the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ, if you are being tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, if you're being tossed to and fro with every piece of news that comes out, hello. If you are being tossed to and fro with what comes out in the media, what's in the newspaper, what's happening in current events around you, then you've not been, what you've been around has not been true church. You know, what you've been around has been something else. Because, now, this is you as an individual need to be raised up into the truth of the Spirit and what happens in the body of Christ. See, when people get involved in institutions, when the institution falls apart, so do they. But when you are fused with the Spirit of God, and you are made one with Him, then you are part of that spiritual body in the earth, and as the Spirit of God leads you and guides you and moves you, you are connected with Him, you're assured by Him, you know where you're going, you know what you're about, you know what He's called you to do, and you're not tossed to and fro with teachings that come out, with the latest programs, with you're not fooled, basically. You're not deceived. You know what things are. And see, here's the thing. The battle for the mind, I mean, we've talked about this ages ago, but the battle for the mind, the enemy focuses on the mind. Because where the head goes, the body will follow. If he can, that was something that when I used to wrestle in junior high school, I was a wrestler, you know, that whole Greco-Roman style, and by God's grace, I got pretty good at that. But you know, one of the things that my coach taught, I mean, he was a, you know, Olympic level wrestler, the coach that I had. And he said, Govinda, where the head goes, the body will follow. So speaking about the opponent. So, you know, if I could control my opponent's head, I could control his entire body. So, and that had, you know, as I got older, I realized the spiritual implications of that. Where the head goes, the body will follow. Where your mind goes, your body will follow. Where, and that's why the enemy works so hard to infiltrate your mind. And that's also why, as the scriptures tell you, Satan has ministers that transform themselves into angels of righteousness. They look the part. They sound the part. The only way you'll know the difference is because the Spirit of God in you quickens you and shows you that though that might look like something that is good and right and is polished and everything, but inside, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart, and God that sees the heart, knows what's below the surface, can tell you that that is a false worker, can tell you that that is a lie, can tell you that that's a trap, can tell you that, as verse 14 says, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You know, where else does it say that there's something that lies in wait to get you? Well, I can tell you one. First Peter chapter 5. And verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he might devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So, okay, so we know that, you know, that there are those that are out there that it's the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. And when they lie in wait, the purpose ultimately that the enemy has, who has come to steal and to kill and to destroy, John chapter 10 verse 10, and the purpose is, as a roaring lion he walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Now the way that he can devour is he has to seek whom he can devour. You know, he doesn't just get to devour somebody, he has to seek whom he can devour. And part of the way that he finds out who he can devour is by their willful participation in the lie. So you have to willfully participate in the lie. You have to willfully open yourself up for the lie and for the deception by your free will. When you, of your free will, participate in the lie of the enemy, you give the enemy of your soul legal right to now enter in and afflict your life, your mind, your body, your finances, your family, your destiny, by your free will, which is a God-given thing. You have God-given free will that you get to exercise day in and day out. And when you use that free will to choose, because even as Deuteronomy 28 said, before you I put blessings and curses. And when you use, and he said, choose ye this day whom you will serve, in Joshua 24. When he said, choose ye this day whom you will serve. So God has given that. He put that through the old covenant, runs all the way through the new. That when you use your free will, when you choose to participate in the lie, when you choose to participate in the deception, when you choose to open yourself up for that which is not the truth, and people open themselves, then you give the enemy access into your life. And all of that has to be dealt with in the realm of the spirit, or it will destroy your life, because the enemy is looking for whom he may devour, and he wants to devour you. So you got to get that thing out and off and kick him out in the power and in the name of Jesus. And you got to do that now. You can't wait. You can't just go on in the illusion. But you know why? I mean, we talked about this recently. We talked about this in a recent broadcast. Fear keeps people paralyzed. People are too afraid to leave to leave their comfort zone, to leave their safety net, and to go out in what God has called them to do, and to be that. You know what? Abraham is the father of the faith, and he followed God. He believed God, and it was credited unto him as righteousness. Scriptures say that he set out not knowing where he was going, but he trusted the one who told him to go. You've got to trust the one that tells you to go, and you've got to be willing, if necessary, to go at it alone. You've got to be willing to endure the scorn and the ridicule and the threat of being an outcast, of being, a social leper. All those things cannot be the governing forces of your life. The governing force of your life has to be the Spirit of the living God. If you would live the abundant life, if you would live the full life, if you would live that which God has called you into, that should be the governing force of your life. Nothing less than that. And you know what? God is going to allow your life to be tested to the point where you'll find out what is the governing force of your life. You remember when the rich young ruler had his discussion with Jesus? He said, "Lord, what must I do to be saved?" And what did Jesus say? He started off with the commandments, you know. Honor your father and your mother. Don't steal. Don't commit adultery. He went through the commandments. And the rich young ruler said, "Lord, I've done all these things since I was a child." And what did Jesus then do? He cut deeper. And then he said, "All right, if you want to be perfect, go sell everything that you got and come follow me." And it says that the man went away sad. Why did he go away sad? Because, and it says that he had great possession. But why did he go away sad? Well, what happened was Jesus cut to the quick with this guy. And he realized and he knew what was in him that had precedent over his ability to follow Christ for real. So when he was put to that test, and what did Jesus say? He said, "Go do this and then come follow me." He put the challenge on him to make a choice. And the choice was for the abundant life, which was available. That rich young ruler, it was available to him that day. Do you think right now, as eternity's gone forward, do you think right now, if that rich young ruler could do it again, do you think he would go back and change his decision? Now, being on the other side of eternity, you think that he would do it differently today? Of course he would. Now, being out of the illusion of this life and into an eternal reality, of course he would do it differently. Of course he wouldn't have even thought for a split second. He would have gone and sold everything and gone and followed Jesus if he had not bought into the lie and the illusion and the fear that went with what he thought he was going to lose if he would follow Christ for real. My brothers and sisters, you, if you got to an eternal standpoint and could talk to yourself back in today where you are right now, what would you say to yourself? So you have one blessing going for you, tremendous blessing going for you right now. You're still here in this life. You're still here in this world. You still have the chance and the opportunity to be a part of what God is doing. You still have the chance and the opportunity to get on God's page to follow Jesus for real. That's there for you. You can do that. Imagine yourself being out of this life all of a sudden and being on the other side of eternity. What would you say to yourself right now? What would you tell yourself from that place, from that eternal perspective, where there is no more pain, where there is no more sorrow, where you now can look back on the life that you lived while you're in the earth? And what would you tell yourself to think, to believe, to change? How would you tell yourself to act? How would you instruct yourself from eternity if you were given that option right now? That's a good thing to think through. That's a good place to stop and to look. Because you know why? The world is swirling very fast right now. And there's very few people that have true peace. There's very few people that truly know God for themselves. There's extremely small quantity of true teachers of the Word of God out there. They're few and far between, I can tell you that. People that truly love God, they do not have a vested interest in the outcome. Look, we put this out there because we love you. And we put this out there because God gives us an instruction and we care. And that's why we do it, and that's it. So for us, success is in the obedience. So that's what we do. But, you know, you ultimately are responsible for your choice, for your decision, for the life that you will live. And our hope for you is that you would maximize your time in the earth. I recently got a message that, you know, a friend from high school, you know, is not alive anymore. And this person was not that old. But here's the thing, life and death happen all the time, and people leave this life all the time. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. You're not guaranteed your next breath. Or you might live another 50 years. You might live another 100 years. You know, God knows. But you don't know all the time that you have left. But the one thing that you do know is right now, you are one breath closer to departing this life than you were one breath ago. That being the case, how now will you live? Will you now begin to truly trust God? Will you now begin to go forward with what He instructs you to do? Will you now stop complaining, stop murmuring, and be grateful for that which He's done for you? Will you now look to Him, the author and the finisher of your faith, knowing that He that began a good work in you will carry it on to completion? Will you now trust Him to fulfill every promise that He's spoken over your life? Will you now take Him at His word and go back to His word and live in the promises of God, not in fear and not in manipulation, but in the truth and in freeness and boldness, freedom and boldness that God has called you to? You know what? The most powerful force in the earth is your free will combined with the Spirit of God flowing through you. The most powerful thing in your own life is your free will decision. And there is nothing that trumps the Spirit of God in this life. You put those two together, and there is no limitation. There is zero limitation for the children of God. There's zero limitation for the people of God. There's zero limitation for us right now in such a time as this, as we live. Zero. But here's something too. When you go forward in whatever you do, don't go forward in it with anything else but other than to do it as unto the Lord. Do it as unto the Lord. Do your work as unto the Lord. Do your business as unto the Lord. Do your ministry as unto the Lord. Do your service as unto the Lord. Pray as unto the Lord. Do that which you do as unto the Lord, not for men, not for women, not for the praise of others, not for acceptance, not for approval, not for anything that this world would hold in high esteem or high regard, because all that doesn't last anyways. All the awards that the world has given to each other, they're all sitting in boxes or they're on shelves collecting dust, or nobody even cares. They don't care. You know, in the process of life, in the process of all that's taken place, I remember back, you know, when I used to compete in swimming, and how important so many of those races seemed at the time and subsequently. You know, nobody cares. Nobody knows. Nobody looks back and even wonders who won what, where, how. Maybe a handful of friends that might have been there or participated in it themselves. Maybe once in a blue moon might reflect on it in nostalgia. But all that stuff passes, and all these things that seem so important to people at the time, they're just fleeting. All the things that seem so important to people 100 years ago are completely obsolete today. And so many of the things that you think are so important right now, you would laugh at them from an eternal perspective. If you were looking at it from eternity, if you were looking at it right now into this life, and if you saw the things that you put a priority on, and you were in that perspective, what would you say to yourself? But when you do things unto the Lord, now you do something that lasts. What did Jesus say? He says, I only do what I see my Father doing. That was what Jesus did. So doesn't it make sense that you and I would do only what we see the Father doing? Do only what it is that His Spirit leads and guides us to do. To do that which the Spirit of God instructs us into. Wouldn't that make sense? Wouldn't that make sense that that's your priority, that's your desire, that He's the one that you desire to please? Why is it that so many people desire to please everybody but God? They want to please everybody but their Creator. Isn't that just like the enemy of your soul, to deceive you into that place, that everything else is important but Him? My brothers and my sisters, come back. Understand what's important. All the things that seem important to people in this very busy, very confused, very loud, very attention-split generation, all the things that seem important are but dross. One thing matters. Just like Jesus said to Mary and Martha, He said, look, all these things, you're to Martha, He said, look, you're busy running around the house, doing all these things, but one thing matters. And Mary's chosen the better thing, and it's not going to be taken from Him. You know, the thing that matters is to be at His feet, to hear His voice, and to act on His word. As Jesus speaks, and as He instructs, we act and we go forward. We go forward in the truth. We go forward in the knowledge of Him. We go forward in that which He instructs us to do, because we know the one that sends us. We know that He who loves us and cares for us, that He is leading us on a good path. You know, when God's desire for us is that we would have life and have it more abundantly, why would we second guess that? Why would we second guess that? You know, now listen, don't beat yourself up, because at the same time too, many of the attacks that have come against the mind, have come from external sources, and have also been environmental programming that you and I have been around. And you're surrounded by people. The majority of the people around you do not trust God. And they've instructed you and said that to you your whole life. That's why. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. That's why the word is important. That's why truth is important. That's why you have to have a change in thinking. Because there's a new mind necessary. There's a new heart necessary. There's a new direction necessary. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are His thoughts above our thoughts, and His ways above our ways. We have to get a new perspective. And off of that new perspective, that's how we live. That's how we go forward. Listen, if you go the way that the world instructs you to go, you will live your entire life a slave. And then you will die on cue. And they will just move right on, having scalped your soul and having absorbed all of your time and all of your labor into a system that's designed to block the light and to kill and to destroy everything that is real and everything that's right and everything that's light and everything that's true, a system that is anti-Christ. You know, welcome to the big leagues. That's what the world is designed to do. And if you go the way that the world has programmed people to go, that's what you're going to end up with. You know, I remember, you know, when I was in college, and I remember listening to so many of these things people would say, and the Word of God that was also in me while I was there, the Word would come back to me so many times in lectures and in classes and things, and I'd realize, you know what? If I listen to that is contrary to truth, And I need to use the filter of truth to understand what it is that I need to take in and absorb, and what it is that I need to keep at arm's length, because that's not the way, the path of freedom and truth. So you need to go the path of freedom and truth. And God has given you His Word as an instruction manual, just like an owner's manual for a car or a motorcycle. You have an owner's manual for your life. What you need is in the Word. Read it, use it, live it, benefit from it, go forward in it. Realize that the world, that the devil, the enemy of your soul, lies, steals, kills, and destroys, and he is out for nothing but your destruction. And if you go with the lie and you go with the illusion, you're going to end up in that place. But if you go with truth, if you go with him, you're going to end up with that which is real, that which is true, that which will give you peace within. And ultimately, that's the desire. You want peace, and you want a fulfilled life. And God will lead you in that path. In this world, you will have trouble, yes. But take heart, for He's overcome the world. We overcome the world in Christ Jesus. As we remain in Him, and His words remain in us, we overcome the world and all that's here in the world. But that which takes place is not going to happen unless your will aligns with His. That's why you and I have been taught to pray in Matthew chapter 6, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You have to, of your free will, yield your will to His will, your path to His path. Your choice and decision needs to be yielded to His choice and decision. And once you've done that and you've been fused together with the Spirit of God, even as Jesus' prayer in John 17 was that they may be one in us, and as you, because He's not going to override your will, but as you decide that that's what you want, and you, of your free will, turn yourself over to the will of God to be made one with His Spirit. You go forward in truth. You go forward in light. You go forward in life. You go forward in that which is real. You go forward into the abundant life that you were destined for and made for. And that is our prayer for you. So get on that page. And let nothing in this world hold you back. Because nothing in this world has the power to hold you back. Because the Spirit of the living God trumps all of it. God has given you power to put to death everything in your life that keeps you from being what God intended you to be. That's the power that you're given in Acts 1:8. You have the power to be a witness. You have the power to put to death everything that keeps you from being what God intends you to be. So go forward in that truth. And just know that we love you, and we're praying for you, and we pray God bless you in that. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, hey, you guys, get involved in what God is doing. All right? Get involved. Also, too, just to let you guys know, a little announcement, you know, in time to come, and this is not going to be for a while, but, you know, we're trying to figure out how to, restructure the site and, to get a few other things set up. So if you got any feedback for us or ways that you think that things could be better or more improved or it would be helpful to you, the way that things are set up, please let us know what those are. Any suggestions that you have, just email us, faithmix@gmail.com, and let us know. Because, there's been those of you that have listened, and you've told us when, you know, either the site's gone down, or we've had some issues, or audios haven't played, or even things that you said, you know what, if you just did this, that it would make it better. And, we've always worked, you know, diligently to try to get those things addressed and to make it as good and as useful to you as possible. But as time goes on, we're gonna look to set things up a little differently. So let us know your feedback in the meantime, and we'll see as much of that as we can incorporate into as possible. So faithmix@gmail.com, you can write us there and let us know. Also, just in general, share these audios with people. You know, you can share them off of our Facebook page. You can share them by, emailing them to other people. Just email the link, however you want to do it. But get the word out. Get the truth out. Now is the time to let people know, because people need to know that which is real and that which is true. And they need to be free. God set it up for them to be free, but you're also a partner in that. And you have a part to play and a role to play. All right. Hey, God bless you guys. We love you. We'll talk to you soon. All right. God bless you. Bye.